Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Marshall, also known as Complex from PlexHop.com, and this is the Escape Artist Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm in the car again here, and I had an unexpected drive, and looking through my podcasts, and what am I going to listen to? And nobody's updating their podcast yet this week, so at the moment, I guess I just listen to too many too quickly. They can't keep up with my listening habits. But so I'm like, might as well talk to the peeps a little bit. I've been itching to do another podcast. I almost recorded one the other day, but I didn't want to try to record something that required a little more notes and stuff in the car, so I said, let me just do a little bit more research, and I'll update you guys with that later. But there's definitely some topics I'd love to talk about and wanted to get into, but figured I'd at least do this little update and stuff. And what's going on lately. This will be just kind of more like a journal, what's going on with the day. But what's been going on is, just been working on the sketch daily thing. It's really been fun. It seems like people are, we're getting a few people who are catching on, and that's really cool. And I'd like to see definitely some more people get involved. But hold on one sec. So I'd like to definitely love to see some more people get involved and, that use the hashtag SketchDaily on Twitter. And also on Facebook, that's where it seems like the most activity's been happening. I created a Facebook page, which I'll link to in the show notes, called also hashtag SketchDaily. I noticed I've been, playing around with different hashtags and Twitter, and I noticed one that people use is just hashtag draw. Also, people get more specific, and then there's also hashtag daily sketch if you want to go search on Twitter for that. There's a lot of people doing that hashtag, but I think it's kind of neat because nobody's really doing hashtag sketch daily, so I'd love for people to catch on and use that, but it's kind of cool that nobody's using it because, it'll be people, we can kind of create our own little community through that. So I think that'll definitely be fun, and it's been fun, just seeing the progress of people. Renee Van Belzen has been posting a lot on Facebook, his sketches. And he did a couple of drawings of Arnold Schwarzenegger that were pretty cool. And he did one of Herman Munster. That was really cool. It looked a lot, pretty much just like him. And it was fun to see that. And I've been posting things that are more project oriented. I drew a bunch of microphones because I have this character design I'm working on. There's going to be this character I'm going to call Five Mics, and he's going to have like five microphones that kind of basically talk for him, like, or rap for him. I'm trying to create a comic that is hip hop and comic books put together, like. And I want the characters to be like kind of all within the hip hop culture, but have superpowers basically that have to do with it, with hip hop, with the different elements, MCing, b-boying, scratching, beatboxing, all that stuff. And in the graffiti also, I got that Glyph character. If you haven't checked out my first comic book, Glyph and the Terror of Tusk, that's out for purchase. If you're interested, come to my site, plexhop.com. I just recently put it up as a for free to read online on Google Plus, which I guess is a good segue to talk about that. Yep, I'm on Google Plus. If any of you guys are on there, definitely come by, connect with me. I'm under the name Marshall Complex, I think, is how I have it on there. And, you know, I've been really into Google Plus. It's been really fun. Definitely awesome for comic book artists, because you can post a full comic book on there for people to read, like a full story, as like one, what do they call it? A web folder? I can't remember what it's called. But basically it's like a pack of pictures, and you can put them in a certain order, you know, the right order, so that people can read it as a story, like as a web comic. And they can also comment on each individual page, which is really cool too. So I put Glyph and the Terror of Tusk up on there. So go, if you want to connect with me on Google Plus, or you know, if you want to read the comic for free, go on over to there. You know, check it out. I've been posting links here and there, so you know, you could go on my Facebook or Twitter and look at my profile, and you'll be able to find the link to it. And if you're interested in Google Plus and haven't connected to that yet, just get at me. You can email me at plex@plexhop.com. I'll send you an invite. Or I don't know if it's gone public yet or not. So, you know, it might have. And I also don't know. I'm assuming you can't do it unless you have a Gmail account. And if you sign up for Google Plus, I bet they probably just create a Gmail account for you. Just like you automatically have a Picasa, which is for the images, a Picasa account on Google Plus when you sign up. So it's pretty cool. Picasa's pretty neat too, I noticed. You know, when you you automatically have it when you have Gmail, but you have to actually download the application. You don't have to, but you can download the application, and it's pretty neat. It kind of, I haven't really looked into it too much, but it basically syncs all your images from your computer in a way where it makes it really easy to add it to your Google Plus site, or just put it on the web and share it on the web, I think anywhere. So it's kind of a neat thing how it does that automatically, and I think there's a lot more to it too. I think you can edit videos even in Picasa. I haven't, like I said, looked into it too much yet, but it might be a good alternative to Windows Movie Maker. If that's the case, then I'll be extremely happy, because Windows Movie Maker is fun enough to use, and it works, you know, it does the trick, but it really, there's a lot of weird buggy things in it, and I really need a better solution to making videos, because it's a pain in the neck, and me and my wife make a lot of videos, so for YouTube. If you want to check out my YouTube, it's Complex Locust. Complex spelled C-A-L-M always also. So yeah, that's what's going on with that. Let's see, there was another thing I wanted to update. I was going to talk about some of the sketches and stuff I've been doing, some of the projects. I put up a art card up, an ACEO art trading card, or whatever you call it, on Etsy. I've been trying to implement some of the ideas I talked about in earlier podcasts about, you know, using my daily sketch time to kind of time out drawings and see how fast I could do drawings. I actually haven't timed it out yet, but basically that whole idea of starting small and putting things out on like Etsy and stuff, and seeing what people are into. I'm definitely going to be doing more art cards and more original art pieces for Etsy to sell. If you want to go on there, I just updated a few different things. I created a custom, extreme custom not profile, extreme, or is it? Is it profile? Oh, portrait. That's the word I'm thinking of. An extreme custom portrait, where you can get it, you know, a 5x7 ink drawing from a photo that you send me of, like, you making a funny face or a weird face or in a funny pose or whatever. And I put an example up there of just a picture I had of me doing some stupid, it's almost kind of like a scary, surprised face, and I think it came out good. It was fun to make it, and I went in with my gray Copic marker, or Copic, I don't know how you pronounce it, marker, and, you know, did a little bit of shading, just some real small amount, I guess, but it definitely adds to the piece, and that's basically what it is. If, you know, anybody's interested in a custom piece, it's pretty cheap. I think I put it, what did I put it up there for, $25, which is pretty cheap for a custom original art piece. So, you know, I definitely would love to do that for people if they're interested. And I'm going to be putting up some more, trying out some different things. And, you know, I think I'll try out some things with different colors and different ideas for custom art. And then I'm also just going to put up pieces of, you know, cartoony things, different things. Probably that has to do with hip-hop and comic books, somehow mixing the two. I've also been thinking about webcomics. You know, a lot of people do webcomics. It seems like that's the big thing, that, you know, if you want to make it with comics, you pretty much have to... One of the models that seems to be most prevalent is webcomics. And so I've been thinking about it. I'm not saying I'm going to do webcomics, but it's definitely interesting. I don't want to do it because everybody else is doing it, but I am interested in the model of doing it, you know, and then putting, like, having, like, affiliate marketing on your website and, you know, the Project Wonderful, people talk about using that and getting clicks and making a little bit of scratch that way, and, like, with donations and merchandise and stuff. So, you know, it's a possible way, possible money-making or model to make a little bit of money. So I'm thinking about doing that, but I don't want to do it just to do it. You know, I want to do it because I have an idea that I would like to put out there. And what I'm thinking, and that's kind of what the whole, some of these, I'm trying to create some characters. So far, I created this one. Like I said, I was working on that Five Mics character. Right now, I'm just at the stage of learning how to draw a bunch of different microphones, because I want to have, obviously, five different microphones. But they're going to be somewhat cartoony, and you know, so that's kind of the idea for that. There's more to the character, but you know, that's the basic of it at the moment. And then the other character that I was thinking of that I actually started working on was this character called what did I call it? Oh, Spit Flame. Is that what they called it? I think I called him Spit Flame. It doesn't sound right when I'm saying it right now, but I'm pretty sure that's what I called it. But, you know, the names may change. But basically, it's a character, another MC, with, he found, like, this dragon mask, and it has mystical powers, and he wears that when he raps. And I'm not sure exactly how I'm gonna have it. I'm thinking of maybe either, like, fire comes out of, like, an amp or something, or maybe the mask will make fire come out of his mouth or his mic or something. But it's basically, you know, the whole fire breathing type of thing is gonna be kind of the power that he has, I think. All these things are very rough ideas at the moment. But I basically am trying to create a bunch of characters, hip-hop related, and I'm thinking that that will be what my webcomic will be, and that will be something that, you know, becomes animation projects and also some stuff that mixes up with my music efforts. Glyph will be part of that, I think, and you know, I'm just gonna keep working on creating characters. I think that you know, November isn't too far away, a few months away, and you know, that's when they have the 30 characters in 30 days. So I'm not 100% sure if I'm gonna join that challenge or not this year. It was really tough last year to do, but this year, I mean, I've been sketching every single day. Like I said, I'm trying to get into the habit of sketching daily, which I've been pretty successful at for the last, when was the last time? I think it was about a month ago, or at least a few weeks that I've been doing it. And I have missed a few days here and there, but pretty much I've been sketching every day, drawing every day, whether it's towards a project or if it's just a sketch just to learn how to draw better. So now that I have that, you know, I'm starting to get that habit, you know, where I'm drawing every day, and I have a setup where I actually have two. I have my art desk set up, and I even posted a picture on Google+ of I just put together a quick, like, really simple shelf, just literally a piece of wood and two L brackets, and threw it up right above my desk, so I have a little bit more room to put my art supplies and stuff. So now I have a desk that's just sitting there and open, no computer next to it, just sitting there waiting and ready for me to sketch every day and draw every day. And then I have an extra little tiny desk in my bedroom, which you know, I cleared the, it's, I used to put all my hip-hop, my music stuff on there, but I don't need that much room anymore for my music stuff, so it's kind of, it's got my turntable on it, but the rest of the desk is clear. So I had all kinds of junk on that desk. I cleared it all out. I'm trying to keep that nice and clean all the time so that, you know, while my wife sometimes is on the computer, you know, but she wants to still, like, talk or something or hang out, you know, I can at least still hang out with her, but at the same time, you know, sit there and sketch a little bit. So I'm going to use that. You know, I have two spots where I can just sketch when I find little moments of time during the day. So, you know, doing a character every day for the 30 characters in November probably won't be such a difficult task anymore. And now I also have a phone where I can upload the pictures straight from my phone. So, you know, hopefully I'll be banging out some more ideas for my possible webcomic, hip-hop and comic book webcomic. I'm definitely shooting for something similar to artgeekzoo.com. It's a really cool webcomic done by Rob Stenzinger. And I bought his first comic, his first, I guess you call it a graphic novel, which it's a collection of, you know, his first, I don't know, couple years or something of doing his webcomic. I don't know how long the time span is, but it's artgeekzoo.com, and it's a really cool, kind of very similar idea to what I've been wanting to do for, I don't know, forever, since I've been into comics and hip-hop, which is mix the two genres or two cultures or whatever you call it. He, you know, he does it more with the rock and roll stuff, and in the comic book he's got different characters that you know, go to a school. I think it's a college level school, and you know, they have, there's like a mystical, there's this thing, I guess, called the Way of Sound, and that's kind of where their superpowers kind of derive from, their music and stuff like that. And, you know, there's different characters. It's kind of neat. There's, like, one of the main characters, Crunchy, he's a guitar. And then there's a guitar pedal who's a character in it. And then the main character's Picky. And he's actually a penguin, but he plays Crunchy. They're a team, and they're forming a band in this college with different characters and stuff. And they run into all these issues. And the thing that kind of drives the story is Picky is kind of really shy, and he had this kind of devastating experience at a talent show where he's really messed up trying to do a show. And you know, he gets really nervous when he goes on stage, but you know, he's working through it, and he's also falling into situations that date back to a mystical guitar tribe, and that has to do more with Crunchy's story a little bit. And it's interesting. I'm interested to see where it's gonna go. Like I said, I read the first graphic novel, and definitely was fun to see how Rob has developed this comic through the span of time he's been doing it. And you know, it changed in format and it changed in style a little bit as he went, but now it seems like he's kind of got a groove, and I think it's gonna always evolve. But it's interesting to see how that process came about. And you can definitely see improvement too in his storytelling from the first comic all the way up into the newer ones. You know, he's definitely polished his style and his storytelling, and it's really cool to see that evolution. So definitely go, like I said, check out artgeekzoo.com. And like I said, that isn't the main first, or I shouldn't say the initial inspiration to what my webcomic's probably going to be if I do one, because I've always wanted to do something very very similar to that, you know, very much along the lines of that. But it's definitely kind of kick-started that idea I've had for a long time into gear. And I'm even thinking of asking if Rob would like to do, you know, kind of some kind of collab with stories and stuff, since, you know, my ideas are very similar to some of the things he's doing. But mine will obviously be more centered around hip-hop music. His seems to be more on rock and roll and stuff. So, but it might be kind of cool to do like a crossover or something, you know, mixing the two genres and stuff. So, you know, I'm thinking of contacting him about that, or I don't know if he happens to listen to the podcast or not. I think he has, actually. He's commented, so that would be cool. Rob, if you're out there, you know, that is kind of something I was thinking of. So, but, you know, we'll see. If not, that's cool, too. I'm not, you know, there's so many ideas I have rolling around in my head, you know. So, I think it's fun. And also go check out his podcast, the Art Geek Zoo Polytechnicast. Definitely, Rob has a lot of interesting things to say. He's always into talking about gaming, and he also has a video game app that teaches you how to play guitar, but it's also a video game, and it's just fun, and it features, you know, his characters from Art Geek Zoo. So definitely go check that out if you have an Android or an iPhone. I have it on my phone, and it's a fun game, so go check that out. And yeah, so let's see what else. There's a lot of things, man. I always have so many things rolling around in my head. For music, I did start a project with a group of friends, just a 3-song EP, which I think I mentioned in the last podcast, and I'm definitely working on that. that's coming along a little bit. We got to kind of jumpstart that, get it really moving. That's going to be a free EP, so you guys will be able to check it out once it comes out. Let's see, what else? I'm also working on a zine. I don't know if you guys, you know, most of you guys who listen to this probably listen also to Art and Story, at artandstorypodcast.com. And if you do listen to that, then you know that Mark Rudolph and Kevin Cross are both doing a zine called Radio. They put out one so far, and I think pretty soon, they already released it at some conventions and stuff, I think, but pretty soon it'll be online, the second edition of the Radio zine, Truly Crucial Rock and Roll. And they also have a podcast for it, but it's tough to find at this moment. I did listen to the first one, but at the moment you can only get it on TalkShoe. But the zine is awesome. If you're interested in learning more about metal and punk, which I definitely am, I love all kinds of music, even though hip-hop is my favorite kind of music. I love all kinds of music, so it's cool to hear that side of them. You know, we always hear about the comic book side and the illustration side of them, but you know, we don't always hear about the music side, and that's another strong passion that they have. So definitely check out that. I think you could check it out at kevincross.net and or markrudolph.com. But I brought that up to say that I'm also a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, William McKenzie. He talked to me. He's also into making zines. He's made zines for a while. And me and him have been talking a lot about, we both have a love for comics and hip-hop. So we thought, why not? You know, it was his idea to came up with doing a zine with me, very similar along the lines of Radio, which he doesn't, besides me showing it to him, he doesn't really know much about, you know, Art and Story and Radio yet. But you know, it just happens to be a very similar type of theme. We want to do a zine called Vinyl Crates and Long Boxes, which would be a mixture of music and comic books and how they interrelate and stuff like that. But you know, it'll be probably closer more to hip-hop and comic books, but I think we're gonna branch out into different kinds of music also, because I have some ideas. I'd like to do an interview with Kevin Cross and also Rob Stenzinger, and there's a lot of people out there kind of mixing their you know, love for music and their love for comic books. So I wanted to, you know, it's going to be mostly, like I said, hip-hop, but I wanted to extend it out to all kinds of music. That's why I'm calling it probably Vinyl Crates instead of, like, hip-hop and comic books. It's going to be Vinyl Crates and Long Boxes, so... You know, there'll be some interviews and there'll be some reviews on comics and albums, and then just articles on different subjects concerning that theme from both of us. And I'll definitely be doing some illustrations. He's also an artist, so I think he'll be doing some illustrations for it. And, you know, it's going to be a while probably before that comes out, but that's something else that's in the making. Another project I've been thinking about doing is, not really a project, but I've been thinking about doing some mini comics. I want to just do like some really simple ones. I've been inspired to do them by Jono Demophon. He's Demophon on the Twitters. And also, I think on Google Plus, he's Demophon, and probably everywhere else. I think he's Demophon on Flickr also. I'll put the links in the show notes. But there's a video I posted on Google Plus actually last night that he did a while ago, just showing how to create an 8-page, you know, mini comic from one sheet of paper. And a lot of people do those. It's really cool. You just fold it up a few different ways, and then I think you make one cut in it, and it can be a cool little mini comic that you can print up, you know, and just something really cheap to make that you can either give out for free or, you know, maybe charge like a quarter or a dollar or something for it. And, you know, I think I'm going to make a bunch of those just to, as an exercise to learn more about storytelling and comic making in general. Good way to practice and a good way to create some content, you know, also. So look for some of that stuff coming out. And yeah, you know, just trying to, times are hard, you know. I'm trying to break through some of my debt by doing, you know, extra jobs here and there, trying to make a little money with the art too. I have two jobs right now. I'm even thinking about getting a third one to try to pay down some of this debt that we have. And, you know, times are tough. It's a struggle. Stock market went down like a million points or whatever in the last week or so, and gas prices went up in Connecticut here. The taxes, they passed all these like crazy tax laws, and the taxes are going up, and things are getting tough, you know, financially. So that's a big part of my drive, I guess, to make some money with this music and art. But unfortunately, you know, it's not easy to do that. And but I'm working on it. I'm trying to stay productive, trying to stay positive. You know, I can't, there's no use in, you know, kind of crawling away into a cave and stuff. So gotta keep productive, keep on working, you know, working hard. So that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I just love doing this art and music, and, you know, I don't mind working hard. And especially if I get to have time to, even just a little time to hang out with my wife and my friends, and, you know, and also if I have a little bit of time each week to do some art or music, you know, that helps. You know, doing these sketches every day, it's been hard even to find 5 minutes, you know, to do a little sketch and put it on my phone and put it on the internet. But it helps me feel like I'm, you know, making progress. You know, at least I'm getting better at my craft, and at least I'm having a little bit of time to communicate with my friends online and stuff. I hope to have a lot more time to do all this stuff in the future, but right now I gotta work hard on paying off some debts and stuff, you know, so that things will free up in the future, you know. And I guess that's the one kind of takeaway today is, you know, I know it's tough out there. I know a lot of us are out there trying to, you know, get better jobs, or, you know, just trying to hold on to the job we have, or make a little side money, you know. I know we're all out there trying to provide for our families and stuff, you know, but keep your head up. Keep producing work, you know. Try to invest in all areas of your life, even though, you know, the money might be tight. You know, work and money isn't everything in life. And, you know, as long as you have enough food, you know, and you're able to get to and from work and have a little bit of time, you know, what more can you ask for? If you have a little bit of time to do your art, you know, that's the escape artist right there. You know, that's having that escape, you know, or even just read some comic books or something, you know, that. And, you know, I think life is definitely more than making money. And it's hard to remember that when times are tough, you know. And I know I have a hard time, but it's really easy to bring that stress home and take it out on your family sometimes. And I try really hard to just keep it positive. And when I come home, even though I'm depressed and angry sometimes, maybe just because, you know, I'm having a tough time, I had a tough day at work or something, I try really hard not to, you know, bring it home and put it on my wife or whatever. But, you know, thank God for her, you know, she's somebody I can talk to, you know, and I can, if I'm frustrated, let her know what's going on, you know, and she does the same, you know, and we're able to vent to each other without getting into a huge argument, which is really nice, you know. It's nice to have a partner, you know, to walk through this life with, you know. So I'm definitely blessed to have a loving wife who's there for me and you know, takes care of me, and I take care of her, you know. It's good stuff. So you know, invest in all aspects of your life, you know, even if things are tight with finances. It's important. So yeah, hopefully that's a little bit encouraging to you guys. Like I said, this whole sketch daily thing, and I'm not trying to get people to do it just for me at all, you know. I just think it's a fun community thing. It's something that may, you know, only maybe, especially if you have like an iPhone or an Android or something, or even a lot of these other phones can take pictures and post on the internet. You know, it's just a good thing to, even if you have no time during the day, if you can just do a little sketch, post it on your phone and put the hashtag #sketchdaily, and then, or maybe even go post it on the Facebook page or whatever, you know. It's at least you're communicating, at least you're making you're making a little progress with getting better at art, and you know, hopefully we can encourage each other and have a bit of a community situation with that. So I encourage you to go do that, because you know, I've definitely been encouraged. You know, I've had a lot of comments for some things I've posted, and it's like it's nice to come home from work and, you know, put a little sketch up there, and then, you know, maybe I wake up in the morning and check my email real quick, and oh, look, I got a little notification on Facebook. Oh, I really like the sketch you did, you know, or it's really cool how you did this in your sketch, you know. It's encouraging, and it's like, okay, you know, just a little something encouraging to help me get through my day, you know. So, and I hope I can be that same encouragement for others. You know, I try to comment on people's posts and stuff, because I know what it's like, you know. So, yeah, that's I guess the takeaway for this podcast. You know, I'm sorry it's not, you know, a huge content, you know, driven podcast. It's more of a journal of what I'm thinking about and my projects and stuff. But, you know, the next one will be, you know, done with more quality, probably me sitting at my art desk, so it'll be, you know, the quality will be a little better, you won't hear the driving in the background and stuff, but, yeah, so thanks for listening, I hope you guys are having a good week, and, a good art week as well, and, you know, that's about it, man. Thanks for stopping by, and I'll talk to you next time. God bless. Complex.